And we're back at Rosie on the House. Appreciate y'all tuning in. Try and do everything we can to get you the information you need about your house, home, castle, or cabin. We're trying our very hardest here not to turn this into a APS gripe session on the new rate change. But if you could see the amount of information and questions we're getting on this topic, you would be overwhelmed. But we've got Charlie on the phone calling from Chandler with a little bit of a different topic. Let's take Charlie's just so we can change the topic. Good morning, Charlie.
Hi. Can you hear me okay? I'm on the road, so.
I can hear you. Very good.
Okay, so.
Pay attention.
Really quick, I'm on Dead Cow Road, so I might lose you, but. Hey, about the really quick about the super cooling. I'm SRP, but last year we started doing it about a year and a half ago, and our highest bill last year was $262.
On how big a house?
So 2,500 square feet.
Keeping it what?
Empty nesters. But during that time that we had a high bill, we had our grandkids were staying with us for a week. So and my daughter. So and there were seven boys. So that was nine extra people in our house.
Yeah, with SRP, we've told people historically, you can save probably as much as 20-25%. You know, and that's about what we're going to be seeing with the new APS rates as well. But you
had our prior highest bill to started super cool was $327.
So you saved a good bit of cabbage, huh?
Yeah. So really quick, we're redoing our bathroom, and we had a 10-foot vanity, and now we're going down to an 8-foot. It's going to be a little shorter, so that kind of moves the plumbing a little bit. And I was looking at it, and the current one must have been a different size before we bought the house. I mean, it must have been a different size because they have, like, curves to where it comes out of the sink and it curves over to a place where the drainage goes. Now with the new one, it's going to be, let's say that the angle was to the left. Now the angle is going to be to the right. But my question is, would it be a good time that since I'm going to have everything removed, just to line everything up so it's more of a straight line? I mean, it's not like it's a foot or something. It's only like 3 to 4 inches angle.
If it's only a 3 or 4 inch angle, Charlie, I wouldn't worry about it. I would just go ahead and put the P-trap back together. It's flexible enough to be able to accept that big of a change. If you were telling me it was a foot or we had a dry arm or a wet arm drain that was, you know, stretching 3 or 4 foot through a cabinet, I would say, yeah, open the sheetrock up and recenter everything on your new vanities. The fact it's only a couple inches, I would probably just leave the rough ends exactly where they are and go with that. The downside to it being any bigger than that is it just eats up so much of your cabinet space with all that piping running through it, you know?
Yeah, and the weird part is on one cabinet, it's moving to the left, and the other cabinet's moving to the right.
Yeah.
Oh, and then I had one other question. It's more of an electrical question, if you don't mind.
Okay.
So we only have one electrical outlet in the bathroom right now, and it's right by the entrance of into the master bathroom.
Okay.
I already have the drywall down, a lot of it anyway, and I have the line, and we're going from one light to two different lights and going to do two different switches. Do I need to run extra wall?
We're just now losing you on Dead Cow Road, Charlie. I apologize, but the question is, in doing this bathroom remodel, he has walk in the master bathroom, and you have one receptacle, and you have one light switch, and the light switch is going to a single light fixture, as I understood it at this point. Can he then just extend that and make that same switch operate two lights? Yes. You can. If that's all that switch is controlling, you've got lots that you can put onto that one switch leg and not ever have to worry about it. Now, can I extend the receptacle and create another receptacle? Chances are you probably can. Depending on the age of the house, you will want to make sure that that is a specialized arc-protected receptacle, GFCI arc-protected, And you're going to want to, you can extend it. What you'll do is you'll plug a circuit tester into that plug and go find what breaker it's on, get it turned off, and go around and find out how many other receptacles that one circuit controls. And if that one circuit is, you know, up to 4, 5, or 6 receptacles, it will be nothing for you to add one more to that. But, and it should already be GFCI protected depending on the age of the house. But if it's not, make sure the one you put in, or go to the breaker box and put in a breaker that's GFCI protected.
And so, that's up to code. Is that right, Rosie? As far as putting in ground fault in the bathroom.
Well, it is. And in fact, that electrical work, I hope you've pulled a building permit, even that little bit of electrical work requires a building permit, okay? So remove and replace cabinets and countertops, no permit required. Adding any electrical work at all, most cities that I'm familiar dealing with give you the opportunity to pull a permit. It's called a minor electrical permit. You can actually pull it over the internet. You don't even have to go down to City Hall and do it. It's one inspection, and then they can double verify what you've done is correct. So hope that helps, folks. That wraps up the 9 o'clock hour here at Rosie on the House. We've got the 10 o'clock hour coming up, where, again, we'll take your calls on anything about your home. We'll check in with Romy out at the grand opening of the Habitat for Humanity Restore in Tempe, and we'll be talking about things you can do to enhance the comfort of your backyard for this coming summer season. That's what we're here for, right here at Rosie on the House.